else did you guys talk about at this group?
I had a hard time with your second question, but the...
I know you would. I know everyone probably would, but...
You're kind of thinking about what will be, but I will say that chapter 19, I reread that chapter a few times. I like that chapter because it does, you know, really they're not, it's not saying that we're going to be doing anything all that different. It's what they want, it's what God wants us to be doing right now, and that is worshiping Him in everything that we do. You know, the example that He used in there about, you know, when you're out for a hike and you're hyper-focused, and so... I'm thinking that we will be doing lots of things, but God will permeate our beings in a way that does not happen when you have sin in your life. It's a way we strive for, but I know that I definitely don't. You know,
right
now. If I did, probably things would be a lot better and a lot easier. And you do see that in some people, that it feels like they have, that they really walk with God in a way that is showing all the time.
As I pray before we start this class, and as I've said, I think almost at every class, one of the things I want us to get out of this class is something we can do is to fix our minds, you know, not on earthly things, but on heavenly things. And so the question for chapter 20 is to get you to think again about what you're going to do. I know it's a hard question, okay? But that was one of the purposes.
Can't answer it in 10 minutes, but I might be able to answer it in a week.
See, there's nothing you look forward to doing in...
I'm trying to
get your mind around.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around it.
Okay.
And I hear so many differing opinions and thoughts on what other people think that does influence me. I feel like it makes sense to me that we're doing lots of things now that we may still be doing, and I would like to be doing the things that I love to do right now.
Lloyd, anything you want to share?
I just put down worship God and enjoy His presence for all eternity until the perfection, which is kind of one of the nicest way of saying not having to ask what He did. You know, which is, there's no offense. And that is what we would do. That's what we need free from.
Okay. Everybody knows that. I mean, I think this is going to be a semantic thing. When you ask for forgiveness, one time, which is when? Receive Christ. After, what are you doing? The forgiveness issue is dealt with. You're confessing. You know, I'm in a state of confession all the time because... Yeah. But it's just that confessing and restoring the relationship or the fellowship, that relationship, the fellowship. Right, this table, this group.
Well, we're advanced, so we skipped ahead a little bit. Talk about our animals and or our pets in heaven. You know, that's in like chapter 25, so that's okay, you guys. We'll wait till you guys get there. But what do I think I'm going to be doing in heaven? I know there's no like decay, but I still think about the incense, and I think about maybe I could be. You know, God's on the throne and the winged creatures are there and all the angels are singing. If I could like creep in and maybe like attend to the incense, maybe get some ashes, work some stuff, figure, you know, clean up a little bit, or just to be up in the front where everybody's at, I think that would be really cool. Like, I want to do something up there where the martyrs are there and everybody's there and they're all singing and praising God. And yeah, I don't want to be in the back. I don't want to be at the mansion hanging out, you know.
Clean.
There's probably going to be a long line to talk to Moses and everybody. I want to be up by the throne.
Let me put your mind ease about seeing the mansion. As I mentioned, I forgot, we learned this. We don't get mansions. The word there is it's room. It's one big house, you have a room. Now you can visit me in my room next to God. It'll be a long distance you have to travel from where you're going to be, but you only have a room to clean. Does that make it a little easier for you? Not a whole entire mansion?
Okay, I have a joke.
Okay.
So a pastor dies and a politician dies, they both stand at the gate and, you know, St. Peter lets them in and they're in there and they show the pastor to his little room, modest little room, and then he gets settled in, and then he marches the politician over to this giant mansion, and he gets in and he goes, hey, how did that work out? You know, I'm politician's the pastor. And he said, well, we got lots of those, but we only got one of you, so we gave you the big one. So you might have a little small modest one with all the other pastors. Just say it.
Lined with gold. Okay, this table here.
This group,
yeah.
Yeah, in chapter 19, I said the same thing that Marie talked about, hiking and all of that. What I liked is, it's we get a foretaste of heaven when we just really feel the presence of God. And it's not that we're going to be doing nothing but worshiping Him, but because we're worshiping God as we do everything else. So all the other things is worship. Whereas it doesn't feel like doing the dishes, worshiping God. If there's dishes to be done, we'll be worshiping God over there as well. That was 19. Were you going to do 20 as well?
Well, I want to see what you guys are hoping to do, but anything else you guys want to share in chapter 19 or anyone else?
I'll see God, and I won't be distracted by anything else. There's so many distractions. And I think that's part of the fall.
Yeah.
I think for 19, it's we will, each one of us, have an individual personal relationship with Him. He can have a relationship with everybody that's in heaven all at the same time. And we will not be waiting in line or open for a chance. We will commune with Him as we want. Mm-hmm. And for 20.
What are you going to do? What's this group going to do? What are you looking forward to doing on this?
Yeah.
Robert and I are taking care of animals.
You're taking care of animals?
Yeah, I love animals.
Love animals?
Yeah, and I even think, you know, I mean, it sounds so homely, I guess, but a farm or always a little yellow house with a white picket fence. But I guess it'll just be a room.
Do you know, I said that question to
questions of all time. You know, I think they ask that question.
I have no idea.
Number one, they don't know how to review. Number two, they're extremely lazy. That question's been around, you know, okay, what if they asked me here, but where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, I said to myself, well, I think in the third year there's going to be a global pandemic. I'll still be the pastor here. It's going to shut everything down, though. And then I'll still be here. You know, like, what is that? I don't know the future.
Yeah, but do you know that nowadays it's so politically correct that you have, when it needs to be interviews, a panel, we were given, you can ask these questions and not these questions.
Yeah, I understand that.
You had to stay in that line because, you know, they made you.
Sure.
So you could, you know, ad lib or ask what you want.
Well, Rob, what are you going to do on the in your reigning with Him?
I think that we're going to be given things to do just like Adam had to do when he was here.
Okay.
He had dominion over the birds of the air, the fish, the animals on the land, and
the entire universe, had, Earth, everything.
Had all the ability to be able to do that. And of course, he had 100% of his brain, where most of us only have 2% of what God gave us in the beginning. So you're smart enough to do the things He wants you to do.
Right. All right. This last table over here, the last group.
I'm going to get your question.
Yes.
Go for it.
I figured I'd ask the last.
You know, last
good now.
Well, I know what Roger's going to be doing. he's going to be celebrating Christmas every day.
Every single day.
Every single day.
All I'll do is walk over and flip the switch.
That's right.
All the lights will come on, right. Little trains going around, and I won't have to set up any of it. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
That's just a big garbage.
Okay, what do you want to do? Jesus, Roger, what do you want to do in that earthly kingdom? It's forever. You have new earth.
Yeah.
You got land, apparently, because he says that's our inheritance. Yeah. You get land. So what are you going to do?
I'd like to work with my hands without the, you know, all this physical limitations that we have in this earthly body, in helping others and praising God.
I want to hear that before you, anyone else, before we get to Rodney's question.
Well, I kind of, just like Roger, I'm thankful that I'll have a new body and I can do whatever God wants me to do. And I want to sing beautifully. I want to sing beautifully and I want to be hospitable to all, be a nurturer. Yeah.
Right? Do you want to clean forever in eternity, or what do you want hoping to do? You clean, your janitor. You make things. Okay. In a sense, you do it, but God is you restore things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, what is it that you want to do?
I would like to probably grow vegetables.
Your vegetables.
And then, not only that, I would like to. I don't know how you really say it, but
bring
you know,
into my room.
Like in, no.
No. Okay.
It would be. Still representing, I guess, kind of like a lawyer or, you know, like in chess, like the, you have those fighters or whatever. Advocates. I'd like to be like the bishop or something like that for him.
That's what you want to rule, okay?
Yeah.
I'm hoping there are no lawyers in that. Yeah. Like,
well,
yeah,
but an advocate.
Yeah, you're an advocate.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to
be.
Okay, so now here we go. It's been a rabbit trail. What's your question here, Rodney? Because I know that he's a deep thinker.
First, I'll answer 20. What I want to do.
Yeah.
I put down, I want to learn, grow, glorify, and explore with God. I want to experiment. I want to use the thoughts that I've had. I mean, I love to learn, so that's what I'm looking forward to.
Are you going
to
ride your motorcycle? Will you ride your motorcycle?
Oh, absolutely. Ride the motorcycle.
What will you have?
But I can't play pool with Christ because he'll always win.
There are only gold wings in
heaven.
No.
Everyone's going to be a Harley for him. He's going to have a Harley that won't break down. There's a miracle.
You won't have to wear a helmet.
So what's your question?
So the thing that captured my interest in 19, the one that stood out the most to me, was the question. It's my confusion about the bride of Christ. So is the church the bride or the body? Because if, as the Bible says, Christ is the head of the church and the church is the body, are we marrying ourselves as the bride? Or is it just two totally separate parables about what the church is? And if that's the case, I can accept that. But to me, God always makes sense. And calling the church the bride of Christ and the body of Christ doesn't make sense to me. So that's really what the struggle is, what's stuck in my head.
After reading chapter 19?
Yes.
Okay. How would you guys answer that?
I would answer it as, when we are the body, he's the head. So we're not his entire body. He's the head. So he's the head, we're the body. And then he's the groom, we're the bride. So we're not marrying ourselves.
That's right.
Because our self is not without Christ, because he's the head.
So two totally separate things.
Yes, two totally separate things, because you can't marry a body without a head. So, yeah, that's how I would answer that.
There's a reason why God brought Tracy today, because I had no idea what you guys were saying. That's why I dumped it off on you guys. It's a good answer, Tracy. She'll be doing a sermon this morning, by the way. So, anybody else?
Well, isn't it to show the comparison between, you know, what marriage is on this earth
describes it as a mystery.
Well, it's a mystery. Yeah, I'm the head. Yeah. In a sense, my wife would be the body. But whereas he is superior, I'm we're inferior. There's an equality here with the husband and the wife and so on.
Right.
But there are the different roles, obviously.
Role. That's right.
Yeah, everything else is equal.
Well, it's still one body, just the head. I mean, it's still one individual, the head and the body.
Right.
You know, Paul is probably the smartest with doctrine, and he said it's a mystery. So even that, you know, the bride and the groom, so, the head and the body, is still a mystery of God.
True. And I know that when Jesus said, let me show you my bride, he immediately starts talking about Jerusalem. I mean, that's kind of what he presented as a bride, was Jerusalem. So that's kind of what I was always wondering if that...
He's talking about you. You're Jerusalem. Yep. Yeah, all of us. He left.
So think. Go ahead.
So if it says we will be like him, we can be like him in very many ways, except for his deity. So that's why I believe we'll be very much like he was after he resurrected. Everything but the deity.
Right.
Never possess that.
I think what it means when we'll be like him is that we'll be eternal.
We'll be without the curse
and purified by him.
Yeah. And the other thing is that, if I understand this correctly, is that what we're talking about, what I had you talk about, is the eternal state. That's what it's called. And it's going to be a vastly different experience. One of them being that there'll be no more time. So we think in terms of time.
Yeah.
I can't even fathom that. We'll talk.
I can.
You know, no more time. And so.
Tracy will like that.
Hey, Dad.
What? Yeah. So my wife won't be saved, of course. I won't be married in heaven, but I won't have to worry about, you were supposed to be here this many minutes ago. So, whatever. You know, there's no concept of time, and I don't understand that. I don't understand any of that, you know. And so it's going to be completely different, and we'll delve into that as we continue on with this. But, we're going to talk about, in the sermon, it's called the uncreation, what happens when God, we've been talking about it here, when he destroys and this current world, the universe and everything, and then there's of course the coming of the new heaven and the new earth. And so that'll be this morning. So alright, let's pray. Father, as we leave this morning, as we celebrate communion, as we remember, we don't want to rush into communion, but boy, it is so grateful for what you've done for us. Remember your body, your blood that was shed. Let's prepare our hearts to worship you, to be magnified, and through us this morning, in Jesus' name.